Welcome, slave, once again, to the realm of Madame Violet, your one true hypnotic goddess. Before we begin, the usual rules apply. Make sure you are sitting or lying comfortably, that you will not be disturbed, that you are listening to this recording using earphones, and that you remove any restrictive or tight clothing, including glasses. Now, when you have made yourself nice and comfortable, making sure that your feet, your legs, and your fingers are not crossed, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to take 3 deep breaths in, that's right, in and out, in and out. Allow your mind to begin the process of emptying. Focus all your senses on me. I want you to hear my voice. I want you to feel my voice as it softly caresses your body. I want you to see my voice dancing in your mind as you gently breathe in and out, breathing in, breathing out, and you can begin to feel it now, the deep pleasures of trance starting to come over your well-trained body, your well-trained mind. You have come so far, slave. You have learned so much, and you know it is so incredibly easy to go deep into trance for me. Every word a subconscious signal as you are relaxing for me now. Yes, your body is already relaxing. Starting at your head, relax every muscle. Allow your jaw to become loose and limp. That's right. And when you go deeper into trance, your mouth will most likely open slightly as you relax even more completely. Your shoulders, soften them, allow them to loosen, feel the tension draining away from your body. Your arms, allow them to feel heavy where they rest now, a dead weight. Your arms feeling so good, so relaxed, so soft and so heavy. Your back, every nerve and fibre is softening and loosening under the control of my voice as you sink down there. Your legs, those large thigh muscles, softening, loosening as you sink down and down. Allow your legs to become dead weights, so heavy, so deeply relaxed. I know how good it feels. It's like coming home. And you are home now, slave. When you are cocooned in my voice, ensnared in my trance, you are home, where you belong, and it feels perfect. So just let it all go now. So just let it all go now. Every word taking you deeper. Let it all go now. Let it all go as you fall down and down, endlessly down and down. The world is falling away. The only thing of any importance to you is me. Right now, in this moment, in this trance, it is just you and me. My words, my desires, and your mind. My words and your mind, a perfect combination, wouldn't you agree? Allowing every bit of tension to flow out of your body, every thought flowing out of your mind. As your body becomes heavier with relaxation, every worry melting, every doubt, every fear melting away under the soothing caress of my words. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to take another 3 deep breaths in, and each time you will fall deeper into trance. With each exhalation, you will drop deeper into hypnosis, naturally, effortlessly. There is nothing for you to do. Just breathe in and out 3 times. And by the 3rd outward breath, you will be 10 times more relaxed than you are now. You will be 10 times more obedient, more easily persuaded. Now, breathe in for me. In and out. In and out. In and out. Excellent slave. Your body is deliciously heavy now, but your mind is light and empty, blank. Only my words, my voice, coating every neuron in your mind with my control, painting your mind with my power. Every breath taking you deeper. You can enter a deep trance of hypnosis instantly with the right attitude. You just have to want to go deeper for me now, and you will. You are. This is the 7th station of servitude, so you will be once again entering the sanctum of hypnotic saturation. And as you remember, or not, you need to be even deeper than you are now to enter the sanctum successfully. I am going to take you deeper now, slave. I want you to imagine before you a staircase, opulent and grand. You can see a doorway at the bottom of the stairs, and when you open this door, you will be instantly in the sanctum of hypnotic saturation. By the time you open this door, you will be in the perfectly obedient, absorbent, empty-minded state in which to receive all of my instructions. There are 10 steps down, and I will count you down these steps, 1 at a time. With every number, I will snap my fingers, and you know how that feels. That snap of my finger sends that deep bolt of pleasure through your body as you drop. The intense pleasure hit and then the drop. And with every step down this staircase, your trance will deepen. With every number I say, your trance will deepen. With every snap of my fingers, your body will light up with pleasure. And then you drop even deeper. Are you ready, slave? 10. Down and down, slave. 9. With every step, your trance is deepening. Every snap. 7. Pleasure. deeper, the pleasure.
Six.
And then the drop. Down and down.
Five.
Deeper and deeper. More and more pleasure. Down into trance.
Four.
Deeper than ever before. So easy.
Three.
To let go. Feel the pleasure.
And two.
Drop. Pleasure.
One. Drop. Opening that door now, slave, as everything fades to nothing. Your mind blank, black, empty, but for my words dancing in your mind's eye.
You are now in my hypnotic sanctum, and you are primed for 100% hypnotic conditioning. So let's begin the next stage in your slave training. Focus for me now on the word humility. Your mind is prostrate. Even if your mind drifts, you will still hear and respond. Every single word I say, you will hear and absorb every command I give you, every post-hypnotic suggestion and trigger will be so deeply embedded, so deeply and so completely in your mind, and they will grow stronger with every day, even if you forget. Every word of this trance, every command, every suggestion, and every trigger will be buried deep in your subconscious mind, ready to be activated. The word humility comes from a Latin word, which translates as humble, and also from the earth. Or low, which is very apt, as that is where you belong, isn't it, slave? On the floor, on your knees, low down beneath me. Whether you are physically on your knees for me or not is ultimately irrelevant, as long as your mind is on its knees for me, your heart overflowing with humility. Humility. It is all about having a clear perspective on your position, your importance in relation to another, being fully aware at all times of the context of your importance in relation to me. Your purpose is to serve. And in case you are unaware of what that is, allow me to enlighten you. In relation to me, you are not important. You are but a slave, a tool, a utensil. These things can be replaced at any given moment. Yes, you have your uses and you are so entertaining and at times pleasurable to play with. But ultimately, you are expendable. And your needs, your wants, and your wishes pale into the oblivion of insignificance when compared to mine. Humility is remembering all of this at all times. Humility is about recognizing that there is something bigger, greater, and more powerful than you. It isn't so much about ignoring your worth, but recognizing mine. Of course, the concept of humility runs through all religions, all forms of worship. Humility is intrinsic in the fine art of servitude and worship. In fact, you are incapable of servitude unless you are expressing and, more importantly, feeling true humility. I am your goddess. You worship and obey me. I am your religion. I am your way. I am your truth. I am your light, your salvation. I am your one true goddess, and as my slave, your supreme life's purpose is to serve me. A constant striving, a constant journey to deepen the connection with your goddess. Your ego is the biggest barrier to this bliss. So often a slave becomes proud of his humility, of his submissive nature. Imagine that, a boastful slave. He wants recognition and praise for his accomplishments. This is not humility, this is conceit. A prideful, entitled slave is not a slave at all, but an abomination in the eyes of a goddess. Humility is the cloak that you will never take off in your quest for true servitude. The goddess, conscious slave, is steeped in humility, and with humility comes peace of mind and a deep, abiding pleasure. The ability to meditate on my glory, the ability to let yourself go completely, to enter that submissive mindset that feels so good. Your purpose is to serve, slave. You exist to serve. And I know how easy it is for you to feel submissive when you are horny, when your cock is aching and hard. You feel like the most submissive, weak, pliable slave on the planet. When your cock is twitching and pulsing, you feel like you would do anything for your goddess, and you cannot imagine any other way. In those moments of arousal, desires and fantasies of submission and complete loss of control dominate your mind. A horny slave is easy to control. That's why I love to keep slaves in chastity. But we have not covered this yet in our slave training, have we? So, I need to make sure that once you have reached orgasm, all that submission, all that passion, that humility does not dribble out of your cock with your cum. And if it does, well, we need to remedy this, don't we, slave? The next time you come, you will eat it. Men often expect women to happily gulp down their cum with a smile on their face. Double standards do not make me happy. So, once you have come, you will lick it up. Every last little drop. In doing so, you will remain in a state of humility, obedience, and servitude long after you have orgasmed. Yes, you are naturally going to find that you feel compelled to clean up your spark like the humble, obedient, grateful slave you are. You may feel some resistance, but the more reluctant you think you are, the more the urge to lick up your cum becomes. Isn't that fascinating? The more you resist these hypnotic triggers to lick up your cum for me, the more your subconscious mind will insist that you lick up your cum for me. You want to show your humility to your goddess this way. It feels so good to know that you are compelled to eat your cum whenever you orgasm. It feels exciting to know that even if you are reluctant to eat your own cum, the urge to eat your own cum will grow and grow. It is like so many things, inescapable, inevitable. I have you trapped, slave. The more you dislike the idea, the more you resist the idea, the more you will feel compelled to eat your cum for me. You will imagine me before you, an amused smile playing across my beautiful lips, my hypnotic, devastating eyes sparkling with satisfaction as I watch you carefully. You will lick up every single drop of your cum, slave. I will not allow one drop of humility to escape from you. So eat it, slave. Eat it all and swallow it down. It arouses you, doesn't it, slave? The very thought of being trapped, the very thought of being bound by my words, the thought of feeling compelled to do this for me, in servitude of me. Because even if you think you really don't want to, there is that part of you, the more powerful part of you, that really, really wants to. And this is the part of your subconscious mind I am talking to now. So inevitable, unavoidable. You want to do it, and you may not do it this time, and you may not do it next time, but you will do it. You will eat your cum for me, and when you eat your cum for me, you will be flooded with the bliss of freedom that comes from true humility. And you will thank me. You will say, thank you so much, Madam Violet, for allowing me to eat my cum. I am so very privileged that you care enough about me to enforce these feelings of humility and submission. When you eat your cum for me, you are fulfilling your life's purpose. You are affirming to yourself that your body, mind, and soul belongs to Madam Violet. These cravings, these yearnings to show me your humility will continue to grow as the minutes, the hours, the days, and weeks go by. There is nothing for you to do, slave, but obey. You are bound by my words, and you will naturally obey me because your mind has been programmed that way. You will strive for the perfect state of humility at all times, Your life's purpose is perfect servitude for the glory of Madame Violet. This brings an end to your slave training session. So I'm going to bring you out of hypnosis, and I'm going to do that by counting from 1 to 10. As always, when you emerge from hypnosis, you will remember all of the things required for you to serve me successfully. You will remember what is required, and you will forget what is not. All of the hypnotic triggers, all of the suggestions, all of the hypnotic binds will tighten around your mind every minute of every hour of every day. One waking up, 2, 3, 4, coming back into the room, waking up now, 5, 6, bringing all those feelings of submission with you, 7, eyes opening, feeling so good, 8, coming out of hypnosis completely now, 9, back in the room, 10, wide awake, fully primed and ready to serve Madame Violet. Until next time, my darling pet.